American politics is made up of a lot more than the war between blue and red. There are all kinds of fractures and divisions between the two sides, even a group in the middle that refuses to go with Democrats or Republicans. It's all revealed in a new Pew Research Center study that divides the electorate into nine groups. We talk about this with Washington Post polling analyst Emily Guskin.
They break things down further than just Democratic and Republican, and they have four groups that lean Democratic and four groups that lean Republican, with one group in the middle that they called the stressed sideliners, which those people are stressed out and not sure where they fit in, if anywhere.
One thing that I was struck by is on the right, among the Republican subsets, there seems to be agreement that white privilege is either not a thing or not a really big thing.
They ask them a question about whether or not white people benefit much or at all from advantages in society that black people don't have. And a majority of all the Republican-oriented groups rejected the concept that white people benefit from advantages in society that black people do not benefit from.
That's kind of an interesting cohesion among Republicans that in other ways they differ. There are certainly some disagreements on the right.
Some of the questions we asked about were about equal rights for all Americans. So how much can be done to ensure that equal rights for all Americans, regardless of their racial or ethnic backgrounds. And there was diversity in opinion here among both the groups on the right and the groups on the left. More Democratic groups, large majorities, said that a lot needed to be done. Minorities on the right said the same. Actually, a slim majority of the stressed sideliners, those guys in the middle, said that a lot needed to be done. But then they broke down those opinions again into saying whether, of those who said a lot needs to be done, whether that institutions need to be completely rebuilt or if necessary changes can be made from working within. And that split an opinion on a lot of the people on the left, whereas the right, most of them said little or nothing needs to be done to ensure equal rights for all Americans. It was interesting, I thought, with these groups on the right that not all of them see Donald Trump as someone they want to have in politics right now, majorities of not all of these groups. They also asked a really interesting question, who the best president of the past 40 years was. And there was a split among these Republican groups there. One group, the majority of them said that Donald Trump was the best president of the last 40 years. For two of the other Republican groups, they said former President Ronald Reagan was the best president. And that fourth group was split between Reagan and Trump.
What about bipartisanship? Is there anything we learn about the promise of bipartisanship in the future based on what Pew did?
Totally. One of the really interesting things here was that there were people in these groups who weren't always voting for what you'd think. So the groups on the right sometimes had some Democrats in them, when the groups on the left sometimes had some Republicans. So even though most of these party groups are clearly of one side or the other, there is diversity within those groups party-wise. Small diversity, but it exists. And people have complicated opinions. People are more nuanced than just red and blue. And when they share their opinions in a big survey like this, we can learn more about how diverse opinion is and how interesting American politics is.
Washington Post polling analyst Emily Guskin on Skype.